The U.S. Chamber of Commerce has long included its support of free and fair trade in its policy prospectus. The Chamber's John Murphy was at Damon College last night speaking to the local trade group. He's Senior Vice President International Policy for the Chamber. In his talk, he ran through a long list of trade statistics which said trade provided millions of jobs here in this country, actually sells more than it buys from the 20 countries with which it has trade deals. Murphy says modernizing trade deals like NAFTA with Canada and Mexico is worth studying, but doing away with it would be a mistake.
You'll find that there's interest in beginning a conversation to see what can be done to modernize an agreement that's more than 20 years old. But what does that mean? I think the idea that we would simply withdraw and revert to those 30% tariffs that were in place in Mexico, for instance, tariffs against U.S. exports, that would be a loser for the U.S. economy.
Murphy says even trade statistics can be accurate while being misleading. He points to Apple's iPhone, which is listed as taking billions of dollars out of the U.S., while the design and marketing and management mean most of the money comes back here, while only a few dollars stay in China, where the phones are made. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.